You know, the greatest thing in the world is a word of encouragement. You husbands know that. When your wife encourages you, you go out stronger than ever. And you wives know that. When your husband encourages you, you're a different woman. You know, there are some people in God's house and in God's church, and they're just like peals of cold water. They throw cold water over everything that people would attempt to do. They deal in and peddle discouragement. You know, encouragement's the greatest thing in the world. I was reading the other day the account of a fire in an hotel, and everybody had been saved. And the firemen thought that they had done their work completely. And then there appeared on the top floor a pale-faced, trembling woman. And she looked through the window, surrounded by the smoke and the flames. And again the ladders were put up. And a fireman braved the heat and the smoke. And he got to the window. And he put his arms through the window and seized this woman and brought her out. And then it seemed as if, overcome with the flames, he was going to stumble and both of them were going to fall to the ground. And you know what the fire chief said? He said to his man, "Let's give him a great hearty cheer." And all the firemen stood round the end of the ladder and they cheered. And up yonder among the smoke and the flames, that cheer brought encouragement to that man and he steadied himself. And he came down the ladder safely, and he rescued the woman and rescued himself. To encourage someone who's fighting a hard battle is our task. Some brother who in the loneliness of the task is almost going to stumble. And God knows there's some Christians about Belfast, and at that time they would just kick you. But what are we to do? We have to speak that word of encouragement, that word of cheer, that word of help, the very word that is needed